الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها أو آذان يسمعون بها فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our actual talk, as a reminder, tonight is the 23rd of, and it's Thursday night. Ibn Rajab, rahmatullah alayhi, a very great alim, he says that when odd night of the last 10 nights coincides with Thursday night, then it is very, very possible that that is Laylatul Qadr. So tonight is the 23rd night also. And in the hadith we read also, we read that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the night of the 23rd, it was a rainy night, and then he had some mud on his forehead, etc. And today the weather also is like that. Allah knows best, but in any case, the Laylatul Qadr, the ibadat of it, Allah bless us all. That if one Buzurg has explained so beautifully, you read three times Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, you get the sawab of the whole Quran. One time you read Thulthul Quran, third of the Quran. So three times the whole Quran. So if you read it in Laylatul Qadr, it is like you have read it for 1,000 months, you read. Continuously, for 1,000 months. For us, even if we know it is Laylatul Qadr, it is Laylatul Jumu'ah in any case. And Laylatul Jumu'ah is also very, very Mubarak. And we know that for a fact, but to make the continuous ibadat all the time. But yeah, just read La Ilaha Illallah several times. It's like we read it for 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months continuously. Who's going to be able to do that? We can't. We will go to toilet. We will sleep. We will do other things. But any amal that we will do, so durood sharif, whatever we can, Allah give us all tawfiq, salatu tasbih, and durood sharif, surah kahf, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Though as being in i'tikaf, we won't be doing those other, like going to take a sunnat bath for Jumu'ah. That is not there for the person who is in i'tikaf. So those things we won't do. But there are many other things that we all can do. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat kareema I've recited, actually just making that the basis, but actually our journey of our life started only Allah knows, maybe million years ago, whenever, when Allah created all the arwah, then our journey of life started from there. We don't know when the world, how long the world is in existence. Scientists speak of funny numbers they speak about, but it was from the time, like from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, roughly about 600 years or so. And from Adam alayhi salam to Ibrahim, Ibrahim alayhi salam, or Allah knows how many years it may be. So that is when Allah created this earth. But, and before that, of course, the earth was created. But our arwah and the real life is not the life of this body. We all pay attention to this body, the needs of the body. And according to ulama, it is also an amanat. We should look after it. It is an amanat from Allah Ta'ala. And without the body, as our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, explained, that if we did not have the body, how should we make sajda? How should we keep roza? How should we make hajj? The ruh on its own won't. The body will go, but the actual importance is not of the body, it is of the ruh. The ruh has started its journey from that time when Allah created it. Of course, before that, our arwah, the plural of ruh, were also not created. And then it stayed there in alam-e-arwah for as long as Allah knows. And then when our body, which was meant to get our ruh, was formed in the womb of the mother, and that is also a min ayatillah, of the great, great signs of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala has made this body in the human, within the human body, within the mother, how Allah Ta'ala has made this body. And Allah's Qudrat also, Allah Ta'ala had shown that Allah Ta'ala had, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the father, Dada Jan, of all the people of the world, he was born without a mother. And his wife, Hawa, our grandmother, they were born without mother and without father also. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah showed his Qudrat also, that without the means of a father, Allah, his mother had given birth to him. So this is all now the formation. 4 months it takes for the body to be formed in the womb of the mother. And after that, life comes into the into that little child, into that baby. And one of the signs when an expecting mother, like normally the woman go for the checkups, etc., and then they will be asked, you feel movement now. After 4 months, movement is supposed to be felt, because now the ruh came. The body on its own couldn't make any movement. It was the ruh that made the movement. Also we find, like, may Allah protect us all, and all those people who are in the condition, Allah take them out, who are in ICU or in the hospitals, etc., and various tubes, etc., and masks and things are all attached to them. And they are all monitors that are monitoring everything all the time, what the blood pressure is, what all different things are. And the nurses, male or female nurses, whoever they are, they also running up and down any condition of that person, any change, then immediately they will come into action. They will phone or the doctor or get the doctor that this is happening to the person. But no sooner that the ruh leaves the body, and all that comes to an end. Now all that running around and that excitement and that watching and monitoring, all that comes to an end. The minute the ruh leaves the body and the person has now passed away. So when our journey started, which we seldom don't think about, but really, actually, every one of us, all of us, our journey started from the time Allah created the arwah. And it remained that there, and till the time Allah made the body and then put the ruh in the body. For another 5 months, we stayed within the womb of our mothers. And after that, we were born. And when we were born then our life was determined already, how long we're going to live in this world. Which really is that this is that short period. And at the time of maut, it happens, Allah give us all good maut. Maut of Medina Sharif, maut in the masjid, in sajda, Allah in His kindness and for mercy, bless us with good maut. Wherever any person's maut comes, his will be buried in the ground. Mawlana Musa Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, one beautiful explanation of he gave, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of dunya. One of the explanations was, Mawlana gave, that it is your share of dunya is your qabr. That is all what is your share of dunya. It's not your palace, it's not all your big enterprises and all that. That is not your share of dunya. Your share of dunya is your qabr. Now how much have we prepared for the qabr? And then again, the qabr, there are people who are in the qabr, say 5,000, perhaps 10,000 years, how long they are. And all that depends on that little while that we are in this dunya. That is all. All that, the life for so long. And then in the qabr, when the life of the, when Qiyamah will come, then the qabr's life will also come to an end. And then everything, kullu man alayha fan, Allah will destroy everything again. And how long that will be, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And after that, when Qiyamah will come, and the day of Qiyamah alone, كَانَ مِقَدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. One of my have written that the day of Qiyamah, 50,000 years long. And all that also the condition of myself, Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us all, upon all of us, that all that will depend on this little time that we have in this world. With regard to which Imam Shafi'i, Rahmatullah Alayhi, says that our life in this dunya compared to the akhirat is like a moment. That is forever and ever and ever. And this life of ours is the short life. And then after that will be the day of Qiyamah. After the day of Qiyamah, in that whole process, there is a lot of detail which we are hearing about in various kitabs also, Maut Qiyad, Shaqi Watan, and other kitabs also, where full sirat will also come. And it is a bridge over Jahannam. And how many years journey will that be? And Allahu Akbar. After that will be the day of Qiyamah, another very, very long day. And then after that will be either Jannat or Jahannam. From what we understood, Allah knows best, from our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, that the kuffar won't be presented on the day of Qiyamah also. That will be for the believers. Because on the day of Qiyamah, and the reason Hazrat gives is that on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will see Allah Ta'ala. But they will be denied even that. And that is the greatest joy. Compared in Jannat with all the ni'mats of Jannat, which la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar. Nobody else can imagine also. But in spite of all that, the greatest ni'mat will be the didar of Allah Ta'ala. So much so it comes that when the people of Jannat will see Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, they will forget all the ni'mats of Jannat. So much enjoyment and so much of pleasure. And after all, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, that who is the creator of Jannat? So who is superior, the creation or the creator? The creator is superior. And the beauty of Jannat and the enjoyments of Jannat, are they more superior than the creator of those enjoyments and pleasure, or the creator himself? It's the creator himself. And Allah make it put in my heart, Allah forgive us all our shortcomings, that we make our maqsood, our object of life, the zaat of Allah Ta'ala. Not only Jannat is afterwards, is secondary, but primarily it is Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, that we get Allah Ta'ala. And may Allah bless us all. A person who finds Allah in this dunya, like we read in Maut Qiyad, those people who were like that, what was Allahu Akbar? Their lives were of great enjoyment. Even in difficulties, those difficulties were like small. Like for example, a student who is studying for an exam, he studies the whole night perhaps, but he doesn't feel anything. And when he gets good marks in that paper, how happy he is. And that the whole night staying awake means nothing to him. Like that for us, to find Allah Ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And this is, Allah Ta'ala gave us the short life. In the short life, we only get 1 month out of the 12 months, which what, about 8% or how much? Not even 10%. Round about 8% we get this month of Ramadan, in which Allah Ta'ala increases the value of everything. One alim in his bayan, he explains that this is that month of Ramadan in which Allah Ta'ala increases the reward so greatly. And a person finds Allah Ta'ala in this month. all the greatness and the benefits and the great wonders which are in this month. But how unfortunate, may Allah save us all, those who don't even know it's the month of Ramadan. They are Muslims, but they don't even know it's the month of Ramadan. Or those who know, but intentionally, without any valid excuse, they don't keep any rozas. Or those who keep rozas, don't make their namazes. Allah protect us all. Allah save us all from all those conditions. So this is that the month is also so valuable. And this is the one month and every moment of our lives. There are many of our buzurgs, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, whose ma'amulats were really no different between Ramadan and out of Ramadan. They were doing so much all the time that there wasn't more time. In Ramadan, we aren't given 25 hours, 30 hours. It's the same 24 hours. Though they have become more valuable. So their time, they used to spend all the time. All. And Ramadan, for example, Hadhrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, there was one journalist who was very informal with Hadhrat. So he came and visited Hadhrat in Ramadan also. And he asked, when is the time to meet Hazrat? So they asked, this time, that time. And all the time he was told that at this time Hazrat is busy with this. At this time Hazrat is busy with this. So he said, he made a comment as he was leaving, that Ramadan comes to us also. But it doesn't come like a fever. Like a fever overtakes a person. It doesn't come like that. We see to Ramadan, we keep rozas, we make our namazes, etc. But of course, Hazrat Shaykh and all our akabir, may Allah Ta'ala, and mashallah, there are brothers here also who spend their time so valuably. They make it very, very valuable. So this is, so our time in this world is the short time. And then we carry on with a very, very long journey. How long are we going to be in the qabr? And in this world also, according to our life, what it was, it will determine the quality of our life also. Even if a person is in some pain, some illness, Allah protect us all, save us all. But if that connection with Allah was made, then that also, it will be there. But the love of Allah will overtake everything. Like if a person is going to travel to his beloved, like Alhamdulillah, people go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif now. In Ramadan people are going. People are coming back. And they are all happy. And though they are enduring, there's a safar kasakar. Safar is a journey. Is with difficulties and with hardships. But just the thought of being by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Just to be there by the Kaaba Sharif. In fact, we hear from people who have returned, little children who were told, we are going to Umrah, we are going for Umrah, and we'll go to the Kaaba. And they were expecting that the Kaaba will be, they will just, whenever they want to, they can just go to the Kaaba. And with the crowds that are there, and then they were like depressed that we are away, what we prepared and what we had in our mind. And then in spite of all that crowds, those people who are that keen people, and Allah Ta'ala bless us all with that, and make tawaf right near the Kaaba Sharif, and you go to Multazam. Not easy to get to Multazam. And now the Rawdah Mubarak in Medina Sharif, also not easy to get place there. And from what we hear, a person is given an opportunity once in a year, and then he can be there at the Rawdah. And how many difficulties you have to go through. But because of that love, it becomes easy. So Allah bless us with that. That is the thing that I have to strive for. All of us have to strive for. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. And that will make everything else easy for us. And then also it comes in the Hadith Sharif that many, many Muslims, in fact it's the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, that many, many Muslims will also be in Jahannam. Allah save us all. And then people will intercede for them. So much so, the ulama will intercede for them. the pious people, righteous people will intercede for them. And accordingly, they will be taken out from Jahannam. And then they will come to Jannah. But just the thought of going to Jahannam, or just the thought of azab in the qabr, Allah protect us all. And then finally, those people, which even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam could not detect their iman. So little iman they had. Allah only knew of that. Allah will take them out from Jahannam. And after that is completed, then maut will come in the form of a sheep. And it will be slaughtered. And Allah will declare now, no more death for anyone. That journey now will just carry on and on and on. If it is Jannat, Allahu Akbar, what to say? And may Allah protect me, protect our family people, protect everyone. And on that, how much we must be concerned about ourselves also, be concerned of humanity. Not only our family we must be so concerned about, and about humanity at large, what will be that condition. And as we are reading and hearing in the kitabs, the azab of Jahannam, Allahu Akbar, find it hard even to speak about how severe that azab will be. And if it has to be forever, what's the condition? What a ghanimat, what a consolation for those people who will even come out perhaps after 1,000 years from Jahannam, but they will come to Jannah. But the thought of Jahannam we cannot comprehend. Then to be there, Allahu Akbar. All types of azab and the magnitude of the azab is unimaginable. So Allah Ta'ala protect me. We are speaking of it so that we can become conscious. And we can think about our own condition, that what it will be. For that Allah Ta'ala has given us the great ibadat of Tawbah. And the doors of Tawbah are wide open. And Allah Ta'ala accepts the Tawbah of any person who makes Tawbah. So we make Tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala give us the sincerity, not only a verbal expression of our remorse and sorrow, but actually how it should be. Allah Ta'ala, really, when I think of myself, we are very, very far from it. Today, tears don't come to our eyes. Our heart doesn't throb. Actually, that must be the condition. And if we are, for example, reclining, sitting in a comfortable position, and a person is asking for forgiveness, a person who's really sorrowful, he doesn't sit in a comfortable position and ask for forgiveness, how he makes himself, how like he's desperate for forgiveness. And yeah, of course, Allah Ta'ala is Allah. Allah is not a human being like us. Allah Ta'ala, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. That man has been created weak. And Allah Ta'ala says, in يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Even while we are reclining, we remember Allah, we beg of Him. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that don't stop like the kings making their dhikr while they are on their comfortable beds also. That also Allah Ta'ala appreciates. نعم القادرين. Allah Ta'ala is the one who appreciates the most. But from our side, we have to try our best, whatever we can do. So our life is not, the question doesn't come about sports. And how sad Allah, forgive me, forgive us all. Now the last 10 nights, just as I explained a little bit, that reading Surah Ikhlas 3 times, it's like reading it for 84 years and 3 months, 1,000 months. But this is the time for entertainment for so many people. Eat shopping now. How many people, from what we hear, hopefully we heard wrong, that they miss their rosas when they go for eat shopping. And now the last 10 days for eat shopping, and the souq, which is, I think, in Joburg also area, Durban area. How many places, all other entertainment, souq, bazaars, all bazaars, where lot of wrong men and women are mixing, music is taking place, and all in the name of deen, and in the last 10 days of Ramadan. How shaitan works. Our ustad explained to us that Shab-e-Barat, the 15th night of Shaban, a blessed night. But what shaitan made for many places, people, fireworks. They just burning all fireworks on that night. And that is the ibadat of that night. How many things that all we have been, how shaitan works. So a person has to be very, very careful. Because if you don't watch it, one small little thing, just now at home, Papa showed me one, somebody gave an abaya with some little, just little bit, some embroidery or that little shining things, beading, beads, etc. So she says if she has to wear it, she'll cover it with her namaz only. But she told me at the same time, this leads to another, and that leads to another, and that leads to another. And before a person knows, he's gone way off. And then, unfortunately, nothing makes sense to us also. And when somebody explains us, you have been too petty, you have been too strict, you have been too hard, it doesn't make sense to us also. We want that freedom, all that. And also if we think that a person who lives in a beautiful palace, and what everything on that one example somebody had given, that a person had, a king had built a beautiful palace and said whoever enters this palace and visits the whole palace and comes out, say, in 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever time he had given, then this palace will belong to him. And so lot of people, and if not, then death is the penalty. But so all thought that to make a tour of the palace is easy. But as they went in, everywhere there was entertainment. And people got involved, caught up in that entertainment. In this room, this entertainment. In that room, that entertainment. Whatever there was, they got caught up and the time expired and they couldn't, they were not out. So they got the death penalty. One person, however, went in and he came out in time. And the palace belonged to him. So all asked him, how did you manage this? He says, I did not involve myself in any of the entertainment there. I just saw everything, but I did not get involved. Today, how many of us involved in sports, whether it is just watching sports or supporting a certain team or something, brand name, so much of us, we are involved in those things. How many things we are involved in? So anyway, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Forgive me. I've got no right to speak about this also. We are so desperate and so much in need. But just to give us a little idea that how long our life will be. And normally we will say that my life is, I'm 20 years old, I'm 50 years old, whatever. That is how long we have come in this world. And we don't take into account the 5 months that we were alive in the mother's womb. And we only count here. And buzurgs are, there are those buzurgs, you ask them, how long have you lived? Like one buzurg we met, he was a khalifa of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and what they told us, he was 130 years old at that time. But when we met him, he said, my life must be somewhere about 8-10 years. So what they meant, the amount of time they have become conscious of Allah and their duties towards Allah. That is what is life. That other life of ours, that we can't even count it as life. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Chhota muh, bari baat. A filthy, dirty mouth and the talk is very, very important. May Allah give us all that concern, that worry, and that we prepare for that life. And the dunya, and when a person prepares for that, Allah gives him his dunya also. And Allah makes it easy. And if not, even if he goes through difficulties, but Allah in his heart دشمنوں کو آب و گل دیا اور اپنے دوستوں کو درد دل دیا. اللہ گیو ٹو ہز اینیمیز دا کمفرٹس آف دس ورلڈ اینڈ ہز فرینڈز ہی گیو دیم درد دل دا لو آف اللہ اینڈ اٹ از کالڈ درد دل دا پین آف دا ہارٹ بیکاز دیٹ از پین فل. You have to may be prepared to make those sacrifices. But we are very weak. Never lose hope of Allah's mercy. Doors of Tawbah are wide open. Allah, give me tawfiq. And especially when these big nights come, what we call in our terminology, big night, let us try and take advantage. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.